94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. It's Orlando. Anniversaries are cool, but at the same time, they're a little humbling because Mike Kroeger of Nickelback is on the phone to celebrate the 15th anniversary of All the Right Reasons. So my first question, Mike, is how the heck did 15 years pass since we all first heard Photograph?
Can you believe it's been 15 years? I can. It's really crazy to think that, and to go back and listen to that that album, it doesn't feel like 15 years at all. You know, what does 15 years even feel like? I don't know, but it is really hard to believe that time has passed so quickly.
You're celebrating with an anniversary edition, so obviously you guys all sat there as a band, re-listened to the songs. Was there anything on the album that you listen to now and feel like doesn't fit anymore, like you wouldn't have been able to write it today?
In today's sort of social climate, there's a lot of things that we probably wouldn't get away with, in our whole career. Writing now, you know, it seems like, you send the wrong tweet in 2005 and somebody finds it today, you're done for. So it's kind of, that's kind of hard to do, but thank goodness, we don't have to worry about rewriting that album again. But there's a lot of great memories that come up when we listen to this record and remembering, writing it and recording it and also getting out on the road for a couple of years afterwards was the whole experience was just a fantastic chapter of all of our lives.
We're hanging out with Mike Kroeger of Nickelback on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks, celebrating the 15th anniversary special edition of All the Right Reasons, which will be available October 2nd on Rhino. Now, there's a lot of expanded stuff. Was there difficulty doing some of these songs acoustic? Because songs like Photograph and Too Bad, they're electric, they're powerful. Did Chad have to dial back? Did you have to dial back a bit to do them acoustic?
Well, the bulk of these songs, if not all of them, I think almost all Nickelback songs begin, usually the ideas come with an acoustic guitar first. So, it's almost just taking it back down to its roots in a big way. The songs that you just mentioned are songs that actually, have a real sort of backbone of the acoustic guitar.
Sure.
It's essentially built on acoustic and vocal. So, everything else is sort of added to it. So it's just stripped down to the bones, and that's the real basics of the songs.
Now, Mike, as we sit here and we listen to the 15th anniversary of All the Right Reasons, which comes out deluxe edition October 2nd, we're reminded of the songs, but we're also reminded of where we were the first time we heard these songs. Now, Nickelback was a huge band when this album came out, but I feel like it was a different chapter for you. Do you remember the page turning? Do you remember the transition from big band to biggest band when this album came out?
Well, it was kind of a three-part because, or even four-part, to be honest, because, you go backward to, before we released Silver Side Up and Higher Mind Me came up, and then we went from relative obscurity. We were working hard and we were building our fans one fan at a time, and then Higher Mind Me happened and we got sort of shown to the entire earth. Then that played through and we had a great time and we were at the peak and the pinnacle of our career, and then following that we went into the studio and made The Long Road, and we did our best again, as we always do. We go in and try to make the best record we can, and then The Long Road came out and it was roundly viewed as a failure, only selling about 5 million copies. So it was that was just a tragedy. And then following that, everybody's like, okay, well, don't worry, guys, this is just how it works. You get to climb the mountain one time, and then it's all downhill from there. And then we went and made a All the Right Reasons record, and then all of a sudden, boom, it happened again, and only bigger than ever. So we actually got to experience another, career high with All the Right Reasons, which, statistically wasn't supposed to happen. But statistically, being in a rock band and having any measure of success is just about impossible. So, we kind of beat the odds a few times.
hanging out with Mike Kroger of Nickelback on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks, celebrating 15 years of All the Right Reasons. The deluxe edition comes out October 2nd. Now, Mike, Nickelback's a band that sort of has been crucified by their own success. I mean, every time you turn on the radio, we heard you, and I don't know if that was the reason, but at times you became the butt end of jokes, and admittedly speaking, at times I've thrown some out myself. However, do you feel that, like, you, the guys in Creed, maybe Cheap Trick should all get together and come up with a supergroup called All the Way to the Bank? Because it seems like you're the guys laughing last.
I don't know of any band that's been successful that haven't gotten this. You know, we've been lucky enough to get lots of it, but you know, the fact is, you never, you know, if you're not receiving, you know, high criticism, you're probably not doing much. You know, so it's sort of a side effect of things working out really well, I think. And you know, I'm definitely not going to cry about people you know, talking smack about my band, because you know, for a long time, you know, when we weren't producing or creating, you know, there was times when we were in like a lull of really, you know, not making anything happen. All this noise really kind of kept us on the radar, to be honest with you. So it's sort of like one of those things that it's sort of negative on the surface, but actually it keeps you sort of culturally relevant in a way.